We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The St. Louis Metro Police officer that you're about to hear from says the culture among her department's top brass is allowing bad cops to slip through the cracks. When we asked if the department had training to address possible racial bias, the answer wasn't clear.
Do you think that there are white supremacists on the police force?
Yes.
You didn't even pause.
Have you seen some of the Facebook posts of some of our suspended officers right now? Yes.
Heather Taylor is an almost 19-year veteran on the St. Louis Metro Police Force. She points to the recent report by the Plainview Project, which flagged thousands of racist and derogatory social media posts, including some from 22 current St. Louis Metro officers like this one that compared Black Lives Matter to the KKK. As president of the Ethical Society of Police, a predominantly black local union, Taylor's mission is to root out racial discrimination among police. Protests in Ferguson took place about 10 miles from St. Louis Metro PD headquarters and led to changes in training there. SLMPD told CBS News in a survey that implicit bias training has been mandatory for officers once a year since October of 2014. That's 2 months after Michael Brown's death.
Implicit bias training, they've had that here.
Yes.
Has it worked?
I think that's pretty obvious that it hasn't.
If implicit bias training is mandatory, it doesn't seem to have left an impression on Heather Taylor.
Have you been through it?
No. It was optional.
Okay.
Lieutenant Cheryl Orange, a patrol officer for the department, says she doesn't remember taking it either.
Wasn't it mandatory?
Not that I recall, but it may have been.
We've been trying to get SLMPD's police chief to comment on our CBS News investigations that found a majority of departments nationwide are adding training to address possible racial bias.
Over a period of months, there have been phone calls, emails, and each and every time the police department has declined our request for interviews.
There's a change.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the man who hired the police chief. Jimmy Edwards is the public safety director for the city of St. Louis.
We had an officer tell us she knows that there are white supremacists on the police force.
I'm not surprised. My job is to root that person out.
Implicit bias training, is it mandatory for all officers?
Yes, it is. It is mandatory.
We've talked to officers who don't remember taking implicit bias classes.
Yeah, well, everybody in the city of St. Louis have taken implicit bias training.
And they can't remember it?
I don't know. That's a good question for them.
That's odd.
It is odd.
Still, Edwards says use of force incidents are down in St. Louis City, which he credits to new training. But he also concedes police have a long way to go before he can assure a black mother he met that changes have taken hold in the department.
She asked me, can you change our police department? Because every time my little black boy encounters a police, I think one or two things is going to happen. That my child will lose his liberty and go to prison, or that my child will die. We have challenges, but we're overcoming those challenges a bit at a time.
Taylor says that should include better screening of applicants and breaking down what some have called the blue wall of silence, a term for police cover-ups of internal wrongdoing.
Your fellow officers, they might see your comments and be offended. How do you go back to work after making comments like that?
Because when you know you're doing right, you can hold your head up. I don't think that all of our department is bad, but instead of complaining about me, how about you do something to change the culture that you know exists?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.